This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Up another hour of What's On Your Mind Monday edition. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here today. Our super producer is Chris Larson, keeping the trains running on time. Daniel answering your calls when you call, 800-228-0550. Text us, too, at 701-237-1590. Some more information on that situation at Bismarck. They're now saying not safe in the area. A stolen vehicle has led to a shot being fired in East Bismarck, 2500 block of East Broadway, and around 9 this morning, officers from the Bismarck Police Department were investigating an incident that led them to a trailer house in the area where an individual fled out the back door. A pursuit occurred on foot between the officer and the suspect. During the pursuit, the suspect shot at the officer and the officer returned fire. It is currently believed the suspect is barricaded in a trailer in that area. The West Dakota SWAT team is en route to the scene. Bismarck police asking for the public in the area to shelter in place and for the public out of the area to avoid the area of 2500 Broadway. That's Broadway, Thayer Avenue, and Rosser Avenue, now shut down between 26th Street and 23rd Street. And again, they say do not come to the area. It's not safe at this time. Please trust, I'll keep you informed as this progresses, okay? All right. Now, we're going to chat with both Wade Beauchamps. Wade is with Summit Carbon Solutions, longtime coal executive in North Dakota with BNI Coal for many, many years, and a very, very well-respected individual in the energy community in North Dakota, and Mac McClellan, who leads Minkota Power, which is, of course, owned by many of the local power co-ops throughout North Dakota. And we're talking about this new alliance announced last week between Summit Carbon Solutions and Project Tundra with Minkota Power. Wade, let me start with you. Excuse me, Mac, let's start with you. What? How do you see this alliance working? Explain to folks why this alliance is a better thing for both projects, Project Tundra and the Summit Carbon Solutions project.
Yeah, so it goes back a ways in terms of just thinking about how do you store carbon in North Dakota. Obviously, Wade, we've had a relationship with when he worked with BNI for a long time. So when he made his transition over to carbon, we just continued a dialogue about how does carbon work in the state and what do we do with respect to advancing carbon capture technologies. So it was a natural fit from a discussion perspective, and then just over time recognize that we could work together better than if we were working at in separate parts or apart. So really was a long-term, if you will, kind of ongoing discussion about the concept, not necessarily the project. That's much more recent in terms of trying to figure out how to work together, but conceptually the whole idea of if we're going to, from an industry perspective, figure out how to continue to operate things like the Young Station in a carbon managed world, then we got to find technologically a way to do so, which is where Tundra came forward. And then you also start to think about the expense associated with trying to manage these projects, and it helps have partners figure out whether or not you can develop out that infrastructure.
Wade, one thing I'd like you to talk about, someone that comes from the coal industry, and Mac, same question for you when Wade's down here. But, you know, some people, good North Dakotans, see this whole idea of storing carbon as a bad idea. You know, some of them, you know, you're talking to the way of landowners, they don't want it. They worry about it. And others just say, why are we playing the game? Why are we doing that? What I've tried to convey is, look, it's either play the game that we don't rule to, or we lose the industry. Once we come up with solutions to this, the industry at some point is going to cease to exist.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. I think at the end of the day, we, you know, as I mentioned in my earlier comments here, we see, you know, markets are now demanding lower carbon products. both energy and food products. And so, you know, we have that unique opportunity to leverage our resource and participate in those markets. Whether we like that policy or dislike the policy, the fact of the matter is the markets are there. And if we want to continue to extend our corn market, for example, and ethanol is the case of you know, Summit's project, which you know, is capturing the CO2 from 32 ethanol plants across the 5-state footprint that consumes over 40% of the U.S. corn crop. If we want that to continue, we're going to have to give the market what the market is asking for. And what the market is asking for today is lower carbon ethanol. Similarly, on the energy side, Midcoat is investing to deliver, you know, lower carbon electricity. And so whether we like what society and the markets are asking for us or dislike them, the fact of the matter is those industries are extremely important to our economy here in North Dakota. And if we want to continue that economic activity and those jobs into the future, we have an opportunity here in front of us to capitalize on that.
And before I go to you on the same question, Mac, Wade, I would just ask you again, when you say it's what the market wants, I totally agree with you. But if we opt out, if we say we're not going to play by those rules, we're going to fight those rules, the industry doesn't exist, right? Yes, it's important to the economy, but it's going to leave the economy. Those dollars are going to be gone. At some point, you can't win this battle in the current environment, can you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, if you are going to not participate and not make the move towards lowering the carbon intensity of our products, whether it's energy or energy, you know, food, in this case, focused on energy, and of course, of our two projects, those markets, you're not going to be able to participate in those markets, and the jobs will be gone, and that economic activity will be gone.
And same question to you, Mac. Obviously, your members watch this closely. You know, as you hear concerns about this, objections to this, people that want to not play, as someone that's battling every day for, you know, the power industry, what advice do you have to people that are critics of this and just don't see it as something that North Dakota ought to participate in?
Yeah, I tend to share Wade's opinion, Scott, because the idea of whether or not we like or support or otherwise want to store carbon or remove carbon from the assets that we have, the pressures, even if they're not regulatory in nature, are real, right? We will get rating agency concerns associated with what does our carbon transition and carbon footprint look like. We are already starting to see as an industry pressures from those who lend to us, those who insure us, as you see more and more investment activities around what do we do or how you're scored from a carbon perspective, it matters. We obviously beginning to see, as Wade described, a market side of this for which there's significant pressure to decarbonize your electricity. So even if we don't have a regulatory environment, the circumstances for those of us who produce, in this case, energy or goods in the market still exist. And so as we look towards solutions, you know, one solution is to move towards kind of all non-fossil-based resources to produce electricity. A challenge, particularly where we live, obviously, in really cold days in the middle of winter, which is what makes me the most nervous, is that our wind assets don't operate as well as they might otherwise. And in some cases, it gets cold enough they don't operate at all. We tend to have some gray days in the winter months where we live, and so the solar doesn't operate as well. And so until we can make a significant technological change and produce electricity from resources when it gets extremely cold or extremely gray, we need to figure out how to use or continue to use, as we can, fossil-based resources. And if we're going to do that in a less carbon-intense way, then we got to figure out how to do things like tundra on coal or similar type processes on gas. And so to your point, I mean, and Wade made it as well. I mean, you got the market demanding, but you have a whole lot of additional pressures driving you towards it, even if ultimately you're a North Dakotan who thinks that we shouldn't be doing anything with carbon. It's just, from my perspective, the pressures exist for us, whether or not individuals believe that we ought to be dealing with it.
Just to finish on the whole CO2 pressure that comes from the market, Mac mentioned it, lending, you know, insurance, you know, its tentacles are in everything. The EPA, obviously, getting more and more aggressive. And now even the SEC, for crying out loud. So, you know, the idea of any publicly traded company investing in capital and these things getting more challenging as well. The CO2 that is captured, you know, a lot of people say, hey, you know, CO2 is natural and we need it for plant food, Wade. But we're talking about a sliver of the CO2. We're talking about the man-made CO2 being captured, correct?
We will get that answer on the other side of the break. It's What's on Your Mind. Talking with Mac McLennan, and Minn Kota, president and CEO, and Wade Moshans, executive vice president of Summit Carbon Solutions, on carbon capture and What's on Your Mind. Be right back.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
PetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or cappuccino, or a fountain pot, any size, 49 cents. PetroServe USA, big bag of the Old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99, salted nut rolls, three for $2, liquid ice energy drinks, 16-ounce size, two for $3.50, and a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Mike Lindell has given our listeners a really good deal. The support for MyPillow has been amazing. The banks cancel him. The big box stores cancel him. He just keeps going, unafraid. MyPillow.com, radio listener square right now. Promo code Scott gets you all kinds of buy one, get one deals. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. We pre-recorded a conversation before the show today with Wade Beauchamp, Summit Carbon Solutions, and Mac McClellan from Minkota Power. If you have specific questions for these guys, and we're going to get into the landowner questions here in just a moment, please text me because we'll have them back. 701-237-1590. Apologize that we're not able to get the questions in for the show today. We just had to accommodate their schedule. So before the break, you heard Wade Beauchamp's start to answer my question, which simply was, this is man-made CO2 that we're storing, capturing, utilizing. Correct, Wade?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's a, in essence, at the end of the day, we're capturing CO2 that's, you know, coming, in our case, coming off the top of, you know, the fermenters at the ethanol plants, and then, you know, permanently sequestering and storing that.
So let's return to the conversation about this alliance a little bit between Minkota Power and Summit Carbon Solutions. First of all, what dominoes have to fall? What has to fall into place for this to come together from Summit Carbon Solutions' standpoint? What is the what's the next step? What is is this over the next 5 years? What kind of roadblocks prevents this all falling into place, Wade?
Well, certainly, in the case of Summit, so we have, you know, both the development of the sequestration facility, facilities, the joint facilities, Minkota's and Summit's, and the system to ultimately interconnect those facilities so that, we can jointly, store both Summit CO2, and have the ability to move, CO2 that would come out of Project Tundra into those sites.
Hang on a moment, gentlemen. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. Touch that dial.
Let's pick up from here on the design phase. What comes after the design phase? You were talking about that now. What's next?
The permitting and construction, the pipeline to deliver the CO2 from all of the plants across the five states to the storage sites in Oliver and Mercer County. And so, we look at the area that that Summit has been developing, and it's adjacent to the area that Minkota has already permitted and developed. And so, this agreement provides us access to Minkota's currently permitted storage facility, which is obviously a key risk to our project. So, tremendous benefit to Summit to have that have access to an already permitted storage facility today. In terms of moving forward, the next steps is, connecting a system to deliver CO2 to that, and working with Minkota to both to design the system, make any changes that we need to their, current design to integrate our system and interconnect the broader, call it CO2 storage complex that we are endeavoring to build together. And in doing so, then we can maximize, really the capacity and efficiency to store in this area of, Oliver and Mercer County. And that's really one of the big upsides for, I believe, for North Dakota and the project partners here, the landowners, and really all stakeholders, is in that, through this collaboration, we're able to jointly operate these facilities in a way that will maximize the capacity of the geologic resource that we have and make it more efficient, which provides economic advantages to both projects through that improved efficiency. And then, of course, there's risk mitigation because we have access to a larger number of storage facilities, and so we're mitigating operational risks at the same time.
And talk a little bit about some of the concerns that have been raised by landowners. So some of it having to do with just, obviously the economics of it, but also some of the concerns about, what does this CO2 in a pipeline mean for the, the potential risk compared to, say, a natural gas or an oil pipeline. Obviously, the landowners, getting you from Iowa to North Dakota, extremely important, and a fair amount of landowner concern. Address what you hear and any legitimate concerns you see out there that you plan to mitigate or anything you think is unwarranted. Wade.
Yeah, I would say that, as we meet with landowners across the footprint of the project, we have, really three key concerns that landowners bring forth. One, many parts of this footprint, there's drain tile in these farmlands, and that's really important to those farmers and their productivity on those lands, et cetera. Two is concerns around liabilities associated with the CO2, and then three really generally comes down to the safety of CO2. And so let's start with that last one, the safety of CO2 and CO2 pipelines. Today we have over 5,000 miles of CO2 pipelines in the U.S. that have been operating for decades, primarily in the southwestern part of the country, Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, where CO2 has been pulled out of the ground, transported via the pipeline, and then re-injected into geologic formations for enhanced soil recovery. Similarly, here in North Dakota, we have a 200-mile line that Basin Electric has been operating for 20 years and moving CO2 from just north of Beulah up to Canada to the Weyburn Field. So if you look back at the history of that industry, in 20 years, there has not been a fatality in that industry associated with a CO2 pipeline. So the point of the matter is it's extremely safe. It has an impeccable track record. That's not to say there aren't hazards associated with high-pressure liquid, which then gets down to the design, construction, and operation of those systems. So they're really understanding kind of the how they're constructed, the materials they're constructed out of, how they're installed, how they're monitored, and how they're operated is really how you mitigate those risks associated with a potential leakage scenario. And so what we find is when we sit down with landowners and others and you start to educate around those things, they quickly become more comfortable with, a CO2 pipeline. So it's generally viewed by many as new and until there's a fair amount of outreach and education that happens as part of our land acquisition efforts. On the drain tile side, when we meet with the landowners and we communicate with them and work with them to understand where their systems are and design our systems around them and explain how we will construct, repair drain tiles, and ultimately give them a life of project guarantee to the extent there's any damage with their drain tiles as associated with the pipeline construction, we found that to not be a huge issue. So initially it was. But really through kind of outreach, education, understanding, good conversations with landowners, we've completely, I believe, mitigated that issue or that concern with the vast majority of landowners at the end of those discussions. And lastly, what you'll see is a fair amount of activism on the part of environmental groups and others, and they're really trying to activate landowners through property rights and eminent domain. We're not talking about eminent domain. We're talking about voluntary easements.
Interesting conversation.
It is indeed. We'll finish that up on the other side of the break, and we'll have part two of that interview tomorrow with those guys. But we'll let Wade finish his answer then. Al Jager, Secretary of State, North Dakota, coming up too.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition, nostalgia, too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Google is warning users a hack could have compromised some information. The tech giant alerted users of its Chrome web browser that it had been attacked by a group of hackers. Google plans to release an update for the browser this week to address potential security concerns. The company said that it will share more details about the hack once the update has been released and installed by a majority of users. Humanitarian organizations work to evacuate more civilians from the devastated Ukrainian port city of Mariupol on Monday. The Russian military is now focused on bombing resistance in Ukraine's south and east after failing to capture Kyiv in the early weeks of the war, now in its third month. Gas prices are the highest in almost a month. AAA reports the national average price for regular is up to $4.19 a gallon. The price jumped 4 cents a gallon over the weekend. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, where they give us the task every day to make you hungry. And when you get there and you get the home cooking with grab-and-go convenience lunch, they deliver on taking care of the hunger. Valley City meatloaf and scallop potatoes today, Salisbury Steak in Harwood. West Main Avenue, West Fargo's got chicken fettuccine or cheesy beef potatoes. Swedish meatballs on NP Avenue. My main team in Glendon got chicken Alfredo today and tater tot hot dish up in Euland. 4 for $4 every day and great fuel prices. You'll see the different logos. All means lower prices for you at the pump, period. Helping America fuel better. That is PetroServe USA.
All right, we're going to finish our conversation with Wade Beauchamp from BNI and questions about, you know, is eminent domain going to be used for the Summit Carbon Solutions? Some allegations among landowners that it's been threatened. So let's talk a little bit about that before we let you go, Wade. And then we're going to chat with Al Jager, Secretary of State in North Dakota today on What's on Your Mind. Part two of our conversation with both Mac McClellan from Minn Kota Power and Wade Beauchamp from BNI Coal. I'm sorry, I used to be at BNI Coal, now with Summit Carbon Solutions tomorrow on the program. And I'm going to drill down a little bit for landowners as well. And any questions you have, text them, because this was recorded before the show. And we will have them on a future program to answer. Other thing I want to say today is you may have noticed if you're traveling 83, as I am right now, just down in Kansas, but 83, if you're north out of Bismarck, you'll notice that the Coal Creek Station has a fancy new sign that says Rainbow Energy on it. They're celebrating that as we speak today up there, which is a fantastic event. I think Senator Cramer and Senator Hoeven even stayed back from missing a few votes in Washington, D.C. to be part of this today as well. So congratulations to the Copsing, Stacy, all the team involved from Rainbow Energy, and just all the people that came together, Great River Energy as well, Al Christensen, so many people working so hard on that. And it saved, 600 jobs. Think of the impacts on families right there from that innovative project. So there's a lot to love about it, that's for sure. Always wonder when what the future holds, but I'm telling you that's North Dakota innovation at work. Really great. All right, Wade, eminent domain. Do we need to worry about it?
And lastly, what you'll see is a fair amount of activism on the parts of environmental groups and others, and they're really trying to activate landowners through property rights and eminent domain. We're not talking about eminent domain. We're talking about voluntary easements. We want to reach voluntary agreements with all landowners. And so, I would just say that a fair amount of that is very disingenuous. The same groups that are engaging them and trying to activate them around eminent domain issues and property rights issues have stated objectives of stopping domestic energy production and modern agriculture. And so it's a bit disingenuous to be waving that flag around eminent domain, and these guys are going to steal your property. When in fact, we're not talking about eminent domain. We're trying to work with the landowners to reach voluntary easements, and the very groups that are trying to activate them against the project are the same groups that are trying to stop modern agriculture.
We're going to pick up on these questions tomorrow. Tomorrow we will address this question. You can't say about North Dakota Farm Bureau that they're anti-energy. And I think some of those things related to that, I don't know that that's fair. But I want him to give him a chance to answer that. We're going to do that tomorrow on the program, and we'll wrap up just the whole conversation with what that means, this project, this alliance, and what the barriers are for it ultimately to happen. And there's a lot of money that's got to be raised in a very challenging environment politically, given the climate action that's out there. So I agree with Wade. There's a lot of climate activists that don't want this to happen, but I don't think that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. But I want to give him a chance to address whether or not eminent domain will be used. That tomorrow on the program. Right now, welcome Al Jagger, North Dakota Secretary of State. We're going to pivot to the topic of election integrity and North Dakota's technology on that front. Hello, Al Jagger. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Appreciate you joining us on the program.
Well, it's only 43 days until the June election, and voting has already started with military and overseas voters.
We are in election season. Exactly right. So recently asked you to come on today. We had a call asking about an investment made over the last few years by the North Dakota legislature in new technology. What do you have this election that you haven't had in previous elections in that regard, Al?
Well, we don't have anything actually new because the system that we have now is the same system that we used in 2020, and it worked exceedingly well under a very challenging situation, particularly with the June election that year. But it came through very well. Everything was accurate and done well in the November election. So it's the same system that we had then, and from beginning to end, there's a lot of safeguards in the process, from even the beginning of the purchase and the testing that's done under the auspices of the Federal Election Commission and what we do and the process before the election starts and the testing of the equipment and the open testing of the equipment and the encryptions of all of the different pieces and parcels that happen all the way through to the end. And so we haven't made any changes, and it's a sound system.
So the investment obviously came ahead of the 2020 election. What did it buy? What do you have, and what infrastructure is there that is new, the latest, the greatest? Just explain a little bit about the tools you have now based on that investment.
Well, there's several things. First of all, we replaced a system that was purchased after the Help America Vote Act was passed in 2002. And so the system's been used for quite a while, and it really needed to be replaced. The system that we have now is digital. It works very well. There are new tabulators in every precinct in the state. Not the other part of that is we have the electronic poll books in every precinct in the state. Prior to this last purchase, only the larger populated counties had electronic poll books. Now we have them statewide, and of course that really increases the matter of integrity of the election, because if a voter votes in, let's say, Cass County and drives out to Bismarck and attempts to vote, they wouldn't be able to do that because the system already would have shown that they had already voted. And so and now that we have it in all 53 counties, that really ups the security. What we have in North Dakota, we've always pretty much have it very easy to vote, and I think that has continued with the just legislation that has been passed in the last couple of sessions, and at the same time, what has increased is it's harder to cheat. And so I think we have really a good system, a good set of laws. We follow the laws the way they're written and meant to be. And if everybody follows whatever they need to do in the entire process, we have an accurate election, and I'm very confident that that's what we had last time, and we've had those over the years, and we'll have another one this coming election cycle.
There is a lawsuit in Arizona. I guess it's going to South Dakota next and eventually to all 50 states, related to some findings in Mesa County, Colorado, related to manipulation on the machines. And the lawsuit wants a remedy of using high-tech paper instead of machines. Does that make any sense, Al, to go to, given the what happened with mail-in ballots and drop boxes and other places in the country? And, of course, we have mail-in voting here as well, some additional mail-in voting options after the pandemic. But I'm just talking about from an overall guy who's been in that post a long, long time. Would paper that you know is actually a ballot be better than a machine?
Well, no, I don't see any particular advantages, because what we have in North Dakota is we do have paper ballots, and so we always have proof of the ballot. The beauty of our system now is they are also digitally recorded, and so when there are recounts or anything like that, it really speeds up the process involved with that. And so to have any type of special paper or anything like that, there really isn't any particular advantage, because all of the safeguards are already in the system.
But obviously a paper is put into a machine, right? And the machine does the counting. So you have 100% trust in the machine? You have 100% trust in the machines?
Yes, we do, because of the way they're designed, and they're tested, and they're tested prior to the election. There's a public test made that people can watch and be there, and then once the test is done, they're sealed, and then before the voting starts on election day, they have to run a tape to make sure that there's a zero result across the board, and so we start out from zero, and so we have the ballots and everything that's done that is utilized to count the votes is done through a system and a process where it really matches a military encryption, and the system, the tabulators are separate from each other. They're not connected to anything where anybody can come in and manipulate them in any particular way. And really, we do have that in place. And then after the election, there are tests done on the machines. Selected amount, and to determine that the results were the same. And so again, we have so many checks and balances and so many different things involved in protection and encryption and passwords and multiple ways of accessing anything. And so yes, we do have a very secure system.
Al Jaeger, North Dakota Secretary of State, joining us, who, by the way, is retiring from that post after a lot of years of service, and there will be an election for his successor coming up in November. Take a short break. By the way, also, I believe there's a Secretary of State candidate in the primary against Mike Howe as well. So there'll be, I guess, as Al said, 43 days. There'll be an election there, and also in November. More with our conversation with Al Jaeger after this short timeout. Don't go away.
Isn't Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Pukwich in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pukwich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, online at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Tell you what. Taking orders right now for the all-new 2022 Sierra 1500s. They've got some great inventory. They're arriving every day, new Buicks and GMCs, but you got to get there before they're gone. So stop by today. If you want what you want, you got to get it ordered. That's the other thing. And there's some free money out there, 0% for very well-qualified buyers, some great purchase allowances for the new Buicks and GMCs, or you can check out over 7,500 of the pre-owned trucks and SUVs that they've got all clearly marked and priced to sell. At SchwannBuickGMC.com, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Tell them we sent you. Call ahead, 701-214-6372, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back with Al Jagger, Secretary of State. Al, just want to finish on the machine thing. A couple of texts coming in about this as well. Are they connected to the Internet? That seems to be a question of concern, where some say they're never connected to the Internet. Others say they are, but not during election time. What was the North Dakota rule related to Internet connection for voting machines?
Well, they're not connected at all, because all the results are transmitted through a state line that's unique just to the state government, and so it's not available outside of that line.
Got it. And by the way, we're 43 days till Election Day, and voting is already underway. Absentee voting starting shortly, and you're getting some military voting action already, Al?
Yes, we have. Because federal law has 45 days, which is a Saturday, we have 46 days because it lands on a Friday. And we have, as of Friday, we already had applications from 20 voters from all over the world, Thailand, United Kingdom, South Africa, New Zealand, Finland, all over. And it's one of the best things that we have in North Dakota is the way that military can vote in the November 2020 election. We had voters in 70 different countries. And, you know, this June election that's coming up in 43 days, you know, a lot of times the voter turnout, it really isn't what it should be. And we need to remember that this is an election where the closest to the people. All the cities have their election that day, and most school boards have their election that day. So it really is an important election. We also, this year, we have legislative districts where there are primaries, where there are more candidates than usual, and that'll make a difference as to who moves on into November. So the June election is one that shouldn't be overlooked by people, because it really is a very important election, as all elections are.
Listener wants me to ask you if using mail-in ballots is a good idea. Some counties have closed most of their polling places and offer mail-in ballots, which people that have to travel longer distances to vote have been using. I know that mail-in voting is not new in North Dakota. There's been that, especially in the really least populated areas. But now Fargo, for instance, has mail-in voting, which to me is ridiculous. What's your take on mail-in voting?
Well, there are safeguards with that, too, because, you know, basically, if you want a ballot in North Dakota, you have to apply for it, whether you're in a vote-by-mail county or absentee. We don't send out ballots without an application, and on that application, there are certain requirements that must be met. There has to be a certain identification added to it. You have to have a signature, and so everything is tracked when the ballot goes out. When it comes back, it's all tracked. People can go on our website, and they can track their ballot. If there's any differences or concerns about the ballot itself, or the application, or the, any comparisons, there are provisions in state law where a voter can come, they're contacted, and they're allowed to make a correction or whatever. And so really in North Dakota, we have over 30 counties that have used it. It's something that has worked very well for them. The voters like it. And it really is as secure as anything else with what needs to be done, and the comparisons and the safeguards in the law. So,
listener wants to know about candidates running for District 31 and how a member of the tribal nation can run our elections. District 31, people can't vote in the nation's elections. Ask Al this.
Well, first of all, elections that are tribal elections are not conducted by us, but all elections in North Dakota, as far as like the June and November election, are conducted by county officials. They're not conducted by the tribes. They're conducted by county officials, and they're subject to the same laws that you know, like Sioux County or Rolette County, whatever county. Those are the same laws that everybody else follows, and so everything is the same.
Very good. Al, appreciate the time today very much, and great point on the fact that, unfortunately, sometimes those summer elections and the primary statewide, but the more importantly, the local elections, I would say, this go-around, a lot of school board candidates, a lot of city commission mayor candidates in those local elections. It's governance closest to the people. So, well said. 43 days to Election Day, June 14th, mark it down. And we have a family member in the military. Remind them that they can vote right now and absentee beginning later this week. Thank you, Al.
Well, you're welcome, and safe travels.
Thanks very much. God bless you, folks. Back in studio tomorrow, God willing, and the creek don't rise. Thanks for listening. We're Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, Chris Larson, Daniel McCrew. God bless. Bye-bye.
It's a dangerous world. The Ukraine war. China threatening Taiwan. North Korea firing missiles. Iran is close to a nuclear bomb. Now Grant Stinchfield is asking if Joe Biden is putting America in real danger. All this week, watch Stinchfield's special on Newsmax, Dangerous Joe. It looks at how Joe Biden's decisions are really hurting America. Stinchfield speaks to top military experts. Some even warn of a surprise attack. And Stinchfield looks at the Trump factor in all of this. Watch Dangerous Joe on Stinchfield, 7 p.m. Central tonight on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. 20 million Americans watch it all the time. I do, too. Get Newsmax on major cable and streaming platforms, or download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android to watch now. I made the switch to Newsmax. So check out Stinchfield tonight and make the switch, too.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.